Hey, so last week I started a quick little two-part series for me, and Eleanor's going to do, I think, a part three next week on just on finances. And and I said last week that I sort of took a different approach. I just sort of sat down and went, okay, God, what would you say to me about finance rather than trying to study something? And it led me to my foundational beliefs. And I said, you know, I've got some foundational beliefs that out of those beliefs, it's how my actions roll, or my actions, I hope, lead to, you know, are seen in my foundational beliefs. And the first one was that when I gave my life to Jesus, I gave him everything. The sense that I have given God everything. When you've got to the stage where you understand, man, I've given God everything, then when he asks you for anything, you're okay because you've already given him everything. The second thing was I trust God, or trust Jesus, with my whole life. Out of a foundation of trust in our lives, then we're okay if he asks us to do something that might be a little scary because, or a step of faith, because, hey, ultimately, I trust God. I trust Jesus. And the third one today is one that I've been thinking a lot about, and it's simply this. Number three is this. A foundational belief is Jesus is first. Now, it's similar to the other two, but for me, it's around this word first. First. And in Matthew 6:33, it says, In the New Living, it says, what does it say? Seek the kingdom of God above all else. But in most of the versions, it says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. It's one of my, you know, my life scriptures. I go, I've got to seek first the kingdom of God. And it's one of my life scriptures because I think it's one of my mother's life scriptures. There you go. Mother hands on to children. Big influence. It's one of the key scriptures for me. Seek first. So what does that mean? How do we reflect having God first in everything? And so I started going through a bit of a, you know, okay, so what do I need to show that God's first? Because if I have a belief, then my belief must be outworked in my actions. Because my actions are a reflection of what I believe. I think sometimes we think we believe something, but our actions reflect that we actually believe something different. The alignment we want is that my beliefs and my actions line up. So if I say God is first in my life, Jesus is first in my life, that's my belief. Jesus, you're first. What is the outworking? How does that look? And I wrote down a few things like time. If I'm saying Jesus is first in my life, then it will be reflected in my time. It's a bit scary, isn't it? So what do I do first thing in the morning? What's first? What's the first thing you do when you get out of bed? Have a cup of tea? Have a coffee? Check social media. What's first? Is God first? Is he the one that you acknowledge? Now, look, some of us, we're saying, look, you know, Alan, this is all very well giving first, but I also want to give my best. And in the morning, it is not my best. You've got to work out, how do you in your time go that God is first? Is he first in your time? What about in your week? You're here at church this morning. I go, that shows that you've said, hey, I want to put God first. It's a reflection of first. And as you'll see as I try and get through my bits and pieces here, that Godism is interested in first. First means a lot through the scripture. We have what they call first fruits. What were they? They were the first things that that they received the fruit. They had to honor them and maybe go back and go, okay, where does first start? First starts in, and I'm jumping, but in Genesis 4:2-7, the first offering. The first offering in the Bible. So one of the things they talk about when you're doing theology or studying is you go and look where the first mention of something is in the Bible. So if you want to go look at the first mention of tithing, well, then you'll go to Genesis and you'll look at Abraham and Melchizedek the king. But before that, if you want to go to offerings, the first offering is to do with Cain and Abel. And let me just quickly read Cain, this in Genesis 4, verse 2. Later, she gave birth, that was Eve, to his brother and named him Abel. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd while Cain cultivated the ground. When it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best of the firstborn lambs from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked him. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and be its master." When you look at this scripture, you're trying to work out what was it that made God reject Cain's offering and what was it that made him accept Abel's. And for me, it's one of either five things. You don't know which one it is, but I think there's five things contribute to it. The first thing is Cain gave some of his crops. And Abel, the difference was he gave the first of his crops. So again, is that the reason God said, "Hey, you just gave me some, whereas Abel gave me first"? I'm not sure. The second thing is difference is that Abel gave the best, whereas Cain, it doesn't say, it just said he gave some of his crops. So there is a distinction there. If you read Malachi, which is often the scripture that is talked around tithing, the whole issue in Malachi was that God was mad with the leaders of the day, the priests and that, because they weren't giving the best to God. There is something about God saying, "Hey, in your honor of me, it's shown by what quality you give. And do you give the best?" So in this one, was it that Abraham gave the first or best, or was it a combination of both? And the third one is one gave of crops and one gave of lambs. Now, when it comes to an offering, okay, in a sacrifice of sin, it was definitely around the lambs and the shedding of blood. But when it came to offerings, there are later the offerings that would be given that were of the produce of the land. They had the harvest offering. They had, you know, the grapes, the wine, the first fruits of all their fruits. That the first in that was seen as an acceptable offering to God. So I don't think it's to do with whether one gave a sacrifice or one gave of the first fruit. But I think it comes back down to something to do with the first and the best. Except there's one more thing. It says here that the Lord accepted Abel and his gift. The Lord did not accept Cain and his gift. And I wonder whether the other thing is the heart condition of giving. Whether it's to do with the attitude in which Abel gave versus the attitude in which Cain gave. And for me, it's one of those three or a combination of the whole three. About what's a quality offering for you when you give to God. And there is something about being first. That's why tithing is, for me, it's about first. I'm probably stronger on the idea of giving something first to God than it having to be 10%. Because I do think, I definitely believe in tithing, but I feel the New Testament was actually more than just tithe. It was giving, it was this concept of giving all. So they were trying to give even more than that. For me, my giving, my minimum is tithe. I'm going, but I want to give more to God. And it's around it being first. I'm a strong believer in when it comes to my income, going, okay, first thing is I give to God. First thing, before any increase that I get, I'm going to first give it to God. The rest, then I deal with. I won't even use any of that money until it's first gone. I've given God his portion, because I think the importance of first is he first in your life. You know, there's all through the Bible. There's Jericho, when they went into the promised land. There is a picture there where hey, God said, Jericho is mine. It's the first one city you're going to take. You're not allowed to take any of the spoils. You're not allowed to take it. You've got to dedicate it to me. It's a form of honor. You know, if you walk into a room, say a palace or a place, you walk in and the person that's the most important is the one that's first addressed. If you were walking into, you know, in olden days, if you walked in to see the king, but you talked to everybody else without first acknowledging him, you're in trouble. Yeah. You must first acknowledge who's the most important. It was about being first. The first son was important. The first was an honoring. That's why the disciples started to argue about who's first, because in their nature, that was the position everybody wanted to get to. You want to be first because that's the place of honor. I've been at three weddings in 3 weekends, three in a row. And all of them, when it comes to the reception, have said, okay, the bride and groom are coming in. Everybody please stand and honor them, and you clap them, and no one sits until they've sit. Why is that? Well, they're the honored guests. They're the important ones. They're the one we honor. That is something that should work through our lives, that hey, God is first. My first acknowledgement is to God. My first, even coming into church now, I often go, God, you're first. And I go through this process of going, you are in charge. You are my first port of call, my first person that I will talk to in my life, because you are first. Your opinion comes first. Your purpose comes first. Everything comes first when it comes to God. You know, one of my most challenging stories in the Bible is Abraham having to take his firstborn son. Now, I don't know what was happening for Abraham, but my guess is that his son had become more important than God. The son of his promise, he had just begun to wrap his whole world up. We know that Abraham was someone who spent quite a bit of time with God, but maybe since he had his son, he'd started to change in the way the time that he spent. And his time with God had become less, and his time with his son had become more, and God went, I want to see, am I still first in your life? And he goes for a process where he has to give up his son, which is just heavy duty on a whole different level. I do think that one of the challenges for us all is that it is very easy for us to actually put family first before God. There is a push. Hey, my family comes first. But I go, no, God comes first. My family is important without a doubt and is a priority, but number one, God comes first. Is God first in your life? Is he first in everything you do? Jesus was asked, what's the most important commandment? The first one, Matthew 22, verse 36. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important, love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all its demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. The foundation is God's first. And my question to you today, is Jesus first in your life? When you look at your the last 24/7, has he been first? The last 7 days, has he been first? Has the last year, the last 365 days, is he first? It's about him being first. You know, this argument that Jesus had with his disciples in Mark 10, well, not argument, they had the argument, Jesus didn't have the argument, Mark 10, 43, you know, they're arguing about who's going to be first, who's going to get to sit in the important places. And Jesus goes, hey, hold on. For you, it's not about that. It's not about you becoming first. You see, the challenge we have is that we really like And our society pushes that you are the most important. You must be first. And we have this jostling, even at times without realizing, where we want to be first. We want to be the most important. We want to stand first. And Jesus challenged them, says in Mark 10:43, but among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus was challenging the whole society picture of the day. He was all the time challenging them about first. He kept taking things that they saw as the first and most important and turning them upside down. Water into wine, first miracle. And he turns it around and he makes the last better than the first. All the way through, he's challenging. He's saying in his parables, the first will be last and the last will be first. He talks about how important and turning it upside down. And I suppose the challenge for us is saying, okay, is God first and am I last? Because that's the order he wanted us to be in. God first, everybody else in there, and me last. It's a challenge. Because we live in a world that wants self to be first. It's a dying to self. It's living a different way. So when you look at your life, and you can look at anything and everything, time, resources, your money. Your money's a great one of looking and going, do I honor God with my finances? Is he first? That's the number one first issue. Is he first? Is he first in your life? Or are there maybe some things, and as I did this message, I got challenged really strongly about God, for me personally, on an issue again. I don't think I'm first in that area, Alan. I think I'm second or third. And so I'm now in the process of going, okay, I've got to change some of my actions to reflect what I believe is my belief. You know, sometimes we do the actions, but we forget about the honor with it and we get our heart out to do it. It's got to be both. It's always, and it's both my heart right and my activities right and my life right. So let's pray. And I want you to talk to God. Maybe you've got to reconfirm, God, you're first in my life. Lord, I pray you'd help us to live a life that reflects that you are first and that we are seeking first your kingdom. Not our own kingdom, not the kingdom of the world, your kingdom. Lord, I pray if there's areas in our lives that need challenging, challenge us, Lord. We want you to be first. When you honor by giving first to your king, the response is he blesses you. The greater always blesses the least. So when Abraham came to Melchizedek, who was the priest, and Abraham gave to him, the response was blessed. You put God first, you'll be blessed. God first. You'll be blessed. Your family will be blessed. Your children's children will be blessed. You'll live blessed. Father, I pray, Lord, we pray that prayer. We love that song, the blessing, Father, Lord, and I pray your blessing would come. Lord, help us to keep you first, that we would love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, that we would live that, outwork that. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, if you don't know Jesus, the first thing that you need to do to become a follower of Jesus is to ask him to come into your life. The first step is realizing that I need God. God created the world and he created you and me to be in relationship with him. But things got broken. Things got disconnected between us and God. Sin came in to our lives because we put ourselves first. And suddenly we were disconnected from God. We, all of us, broken, separated from God. But Jesus came. And Jesus put us first. And he said, I'm going to put them first. And so he gave his life for you and me. He gave his life so that we could be reconnected with God, so that the brokenness could be healed, so that the sin could disappear and we could reconnect with our amazing God. What an amazing thing. This morning, while everyone's got their eyes closed, if you don't know God, if you haven't given your life to him first, would you like to? We would love you to. It's the first step in changing your life. It's the first step to healing and being restored into what you were created for, a relationship with God. And while everyone's got their eyes closed, if that's you and you go, Alan, that's me, because I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment, quick prayer. If you go, Alan, that's me, I would like to give my heart to Jesus this morning. I know I need to reconnect with God. I'm going to pray this prayer, and I'd like us all to pray it this morning. Just repeat it after me. Dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you did put me first in him by dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me of all the wrong things I've done. Please come into my life. God, I want to make you first in my life. I want you to be my boss, my Lord, my King today. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for each person here that we would live a life that reflects you first. And Lord, those that are on that journey of first making a decision for you, Lord, I pray they would know how much you love them. And Lord, I pray you'd put people around them that would disciple them and talk to them and help them in living a life for you. In that journey of putting you first in everything, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.